Okay, today is Daf Ayin. Daf Ayin of the Sefer Tzvachim. We're in Samaf Testament Beis, we're pretty high up. We're by Amar of Shizbi. We have to start from Amar of Shizbi, because otherwise the Gemara will... It's one huge Gemara. It's a very, very difficult Gemara. And we'll hopefully do our best. We hold Kaf, I guarantee you're going to know it. Face out, no chance. So, today's share is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuvah Silver, Le'il Nishmat, Kitzel Bat Moshe Yisrael, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, we're up to the following issue. Rabbi Huda said that if you do shechita or malika on a bird that's a trefa that doesn't save it from tumah, from imparting tumah, right? By an animal, everybody agreed that doing shechita saves the animal from tumah, the veiler, even if it's a trefa that you can't eat it, right? By a bird, there was a machlokas. Rameir said, yeah, the same thing. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, no way. Now, why did Rabbi Yehuda say, no, no way? So we said yesterday, we learned it out of a pasuk. He uses the word trefa to teach you that a trefa bird slaughtered still has tumah. Okay? Got that? Okay. Amar of Shizbi. Amalir of Shizbi. Shav Shizbi says, El Me'ata. But if that's... Now, where's that word trefa? That word trefa is by birds. Amar Leir of Shizbi El Me'ata, but if that's true, what about the following pasuk by Chalev? Dichtiv, it says, V'chalev nevela, V'chalev trefa. It says, V'chalev nevela, V'chalev trefa. What does it say? Yata l'chol malacha. It's muta bahana. Chalev is muta bahana. You can sell the chalev to a guy. You can give it to the dog. Yata l'chol malacha, but... You can't eat it. Why does the Torah say the exact phrasing over here as over there by the birds? Why does it say chalev of a nevela and chalev of a trefa? Why does it say that? Hasam nami, nema. Why does it say that? In trefa chaya, if the trefa is alive, right? In other words, if it's alive and it's a trefa, harehi, in trefa chaya, Harei nevela amruha. If it's alive, it's going to have the din of a nevela. And in trefa ein achaya. And if it's not alive, harei beklal nevela. It's no matter what, it's a nevela. So the word trefa by chalev is extra. Same exact point that we said before yesterday by the birds. The word trefa is extra. Ella, what's it doing there? Lahavi trefa. It's coming to include a trefa sheshachata that was slaughtered, right? Shechelba tahar, that the chev is tahar. The chelev is tahar. Michlal, the heat tameya? You mean to tell me that the rest of the animal is tameya? That can't be. Bamar Yehuda Marav, Bamar Levi Masnit Tana, it says, Vichyamas mena behema, Mixas behema, mitmeya. Mixas behema, ena tameya. Mixas behema is tamei, and some animals are tamei, and some animals are not tamei. Which one's which and which one's not? Zu trefa sheshachata. That's a trefa that was shechted. Okay, what does that mean? That if a trefa is shechted properly, there's no tum at all. Not the nevela, not the behema itself, not the chela. There's no tum at all. Ella, trefa mi boile. What is the trefa doing there? Why is the word trefa there? It's extra. Limute. Tameya, mishieshbo demina trefa. What did we say? We said that the chelev of a trefa is not tame. Right? That's what we learned from this. If you don't get this, you're not going to get the rest of the doc. The chelev of a trefa, kosher trefa, is not tame. However, not matame, not tame, same thing. However, the chalev of a non-kosher animal, remains tameh even if it's slaughtered. Okay? That's what we're saying from here. The chalev of a non-tameh animal, the chalev of a non-kosher animal remains tameh even if it's slaughtered. That's what the word trefa teaches you. Kosher animal? For sure not. A non-kosher animal. The chalev of a non-kosher animal if you shecht a pig, the tchelev remains tame. On Amud Aleph, later, we're going to have a svara. Why? What? Exactly. And but the chelev is. No, first of all, they are. Any animal, that any animal, whether it's kosher or not, that dog, a horse. Horse is an avela. Yes, it's an avela. Yes. Yes. Now, Ella, trade for me, boy, like, limu'ute t'meya, mishiyesh b'mina, trefa. When does the word trefa save the tuma? Only if it's a kosher animal. Only kosher animals can be a trefa. A non-kosher animal can't be a trefa. You know why a non-kosher animal can't be a trefa? Because you can't eat it anyway. Anyway, it's not kosher. The only trefa only applies by kosher. I can eat cow. That one I can't eat. Why? It's a trefa. Yatsa zazu, excluded from this is the chalev of a non-kosher animal. She ain't the mean a trefa. No, it's the name of the trefa. So what did the word trefa in that part that come to teach you? That the chalev of a non-kosher animal remains tameh. Does the chalev of a kosher animal remain tameh if it's shechted properly, even if it's a trefa? The answer is no. It does not remain tameh. That's okay. You can give that to the dog. It's not tameh. You can tell it. It's not tameh. You can have enough from it. Hachanami did the same thing by birds. Limeute, what did it come to exclude? Not the din that if I do shechita properly, I there's still tuma. That's what Rehuda said. The word trefa teaches you, even if you do the shechita properly by a bird, there's still tuma. No! Hachanami, limeute of tame. No! To exclude a non-kosher bird, she'ain b'mino trefa. That's not a trefa, right? That a non-kosher bird does not transmit tuma via the throat. That's what we should use for the word trefa. You hear that, Kasha? That's what we should not to teach Rabbi Yehuda's din. Not to teach Rabbi Yehuda's din. That what? That a shechita of a kosher bird, even if it's a trefa, still has tuma. That's not what we should learn. We should do the same thing we did by behemoths. Just like by behemoths, the word trefa teaches you that the chalev of a non-kosher animal, is what? Is tameh. So too, that a non-kosher bird, there is no tumah, so that a non-kosher bird does not transmit tumah via the throat. Exactly. That's what we should learn from the word trefa. So the Gemara says, Of tameh, L'Rabbi Yehuda, this din, that a non-kosher bird does not transmit tumah via the throat, min nevela naftali. He learns it from the word nevela. Again, both psukim, the one by bird and the one by chelet, said nevela and trefa. D'etanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yachal, I would think, tehe nevela of tameh, that the nevela of a tameh bird, metameh begadim abeis habliyah, is going to make your clothing tameh. If you swallow it, Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, by birds, Nevelu trefa lo yochal, Nevelu and trefa don't eat them, Mi she'itzuro mishor bal tochal nevela. The only reason why that's true, only applies to birds that fall under the category of a nevela. Yatzazu, excluded from this, is a non-kosher bird, she'itzuro mishor bal tochal nevela. The reason you can't eat it is not because it's a nevela, ela mishor bal tochal tameh. It's not kosher. It's not kosher. Okay? Doesn't even apply. Right. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Then why don't we learn the word nevela in the pasuk by Chelev to teach me the exact same thing? Why do I use the word trefa? How about the word nevela should teach me what? That a non-kosher animal remains tameh even if shechted. Right? The nevela of a non-kosher animal remains tameh. By a kosher animal, it doesn't. By a non-kosher animal, you hear this? Hai nami. So also, tepe gleb mi v'chelev nevela. Let's learn it out from that. From the word nevela. By chelev. Mi sheitzuro v'shom bal tochel chelev nevela. The only time there's no tumah. The only time there's no tumah by chelev is if it's a kosher animal. And why can't you eat this animal? because nevach is an avela.
Yatza is a zoo, but a non-kosher animal. Shady zoom is shavatokal chela is avela.
The reason you're not allowed to eat it, not because it became an avela.
Ella mishum tuma,
because it's tame, it's not kosher.
So the Gemara is going to answer, right? The Gemara is going to answer. You're right. Correct. The word treifa
by chelev, not common to teach us the din that we just said before.
It's common to teach us a different din. That what?
That there's no tuma by the chelev of a chayav. The chelev of a chayav is mutter to eat. You're allowed to eat the chayav, the chelev of a deer. That's what the word treifa. I would have thought. Wait a minute. If you check a treifa chaya, maybe the chelev should be tamei. Kamash belong. The word treifa is not tamei.
Ha elahai treifa mi boy lasuya chaya.
No, the word treifa. You're right. We can't use that din. We can't use that. We can't use treifa to teach me the din of non-kosher animals remaining tamei, because I can learn that out from the word nevela. So what does the word treifa come to teach me?
Hi, Ella. Hi, treifa. Mi boy la suya chaya comes to include a chaya. What do you mean? It comes to include a chaya that the chelev of a chaya remains tahar,
a kosher chaya, as long as it's shafted, even if it's a treifa.
So that the chemina. I would have thought mi shechel bo aser that all the thing before we said only applies if the chelev is aser. Ubasaro mutter, but the pasuk mutter yatsa zadu excluded from this should be a chaya shechel bo ubasar mutter.
The chelev and the bus are both mutter.
Kamash Malan, that's where the word treifa comes to teach me that the chelev of a chaya is not tamei.
So far you hold it up? So far so good? So far so good?
Okay. Now, the next question is going to be as follows. Say it in advance. I'm going to read it from the notes I took yesterday. It's crazy that I'm going to read this up. Just like a non-kosher animal, right? Whose chelev remains tamei, the meat is also forbidden. Why is the meat forbidden? Because the non-kosher animal, so too, a chaya, both the meat and the chelev should be mutter, right? It should be mutter. They should be tahar. So, I'm sorry. Just like by a tamei animal, the meat, right? The chelev is tamei. The meat is also asur. What? Asur to eat. But we know that already. It's not kosher, right? So too, a chaya, where the meat and the chelev are mutter. So too a chaya, both the meat and the chelev are mutter. So therefore, the exclusion should not apply,
and the chelev should also really be tamei.
We'll read the words inside. Amalei, wait a minute. Maishna tuma. Why is tuma different?
When
maishna tuma, but maishna tameya
by a tamei animal.
She'ain the ain chel b'chalat mibsara.
There's no difference between the chelev and the meat. They're both not kosher. No difference, right?
Chayanami.
So too by a chaya. Even though the difference is in the exact opposite direction,
ein chelba chalas mipsara,
there's no difference between the chelav and the basar. It's all kosher.
Ba'od also haksiv, it says ba'ochel lo tochluhu.
It also says ba'ochel, and you should eat it. Don't eat it. In other words, that pasuk says the chelav of a chaya, the chelav of an avela. You can have enough from it, but don't eat it. Don't eat it.
So,
wait a minute. But you see from here that we're not talking about the chelev of a chaya, because the chelev of a chaya is mutter. The chelev of a chaya is mutter,
right? So therefore, the words treifa in that pasuk have nothing to do with the chaya.
That doesn't talk about a chaya. First of all, it doesn't compare to a non-kosher animal. The comparison should teach you that it's the opposite.
Just like a behemoth tineya, there's no difference between meat and chela. They're both usher. So too by a chaya, there's no difference. They're both mutter, but in this case it should be us. That's the question number one. Question number two is the pasuk can't be talking about that because brothers don't eat this. But chayla of a chaya is mutter. What's going on? How can treifa teach me this din? It can't. That's the Gemara's kasha. There are two answers to this kasha: Abaye's answer, which we're going to reject, and Rava's answer, which we're going to accept. Amalei Abaye. Abaye is going to give the following answer. We're going to go back now. Really, the word treifa teaches me that the chaylev of a kosher treifa is not tame, right? The chaylev is not tame. Right? The chaylev, right, we're going back. We're going back to what we thought Orav Shizvi said. The chaylev of a non-kosher animal is tame. The chaylev of a kosher animal is not tame. That's what the pasuk of chaylev teaches me. Don't compare this to a non-kosher animal, even though they are similar, right? Because in that they are forbidden even while alive. Let's read it in time. Amalei Ela Marbaya Treifa Legufa Itra. You're right. We'll go back. Treifa teaches you that the chaylev of a non-kosher animal is tamei, and the chaylev of a kosher animal is tahar. Shlo tomar. Don't say, well, ha'wel v'tuma isura mechaya. Just like a non-kosher animal is usur when it's alive. Utreifa asur mechayim. And a treifa is usur when it's alive, if you would know it's a treifa. You know it's a treifa. It's got three legs. Or someone told you. The doctor told you it's a treifa. It's not going to live more than 12 months. If you know that, it's usur now. If you know it, usur to eat it. A non-kosher animal, you're not allowed to eat. And a treifa animal, you're not. It's a kosher animal. It's a kosher animal. It's a cow. But it's a treifa. You don't eat that. Ma tameya. Chel batamei. Just like the chaylev of a tameya, of a non-kosher animal, is tamei, af treifa, chelba tamei, so too the treifa, the chaylev of a treifa, should also be tamei. The word treifa comes to tell me, no, it's not tamei. I would have compared the two, right? That's why the word treifa comes to tell me, no, it's not true. Ask the Gemara two questions. Question number one, then the word treifa by birds should teach me the same thing, that the comparison should not be made. And number two, how are you even comparing treifa animals, non-kosher animals, to a kosher animal that has a treifa? The comparison is crazy. Here's the Gemara to say. Ihachi hainami mibaya. Then say the same thing by birds. Lo tamar, don't say. Ho'el va'ov tamei aser ba'achila. Well, a non-kosher bird, you're not allowed to eat. V'treifa and a treifa kosher bird, aser ba'achila. You're also not allowed to eat. Ma'ov tamei. Ain't no matame. Just like a non-kosher bird is not matame, af treifa ain't no matame. So too a treifa bird is not matame. And a rude said it is matame. But also, mi'ika l'melef treifa mitmeya. Can you learn out a non-kosher animal from a treifa? Tmeya lo haisa lo shas kosher. A non-kosher animal is never kosher. It's born not kosher. A giraffe is born, not giraffe, not. A hippopotamus is born not kosher. It's not kosher, it's born. Treifa, ha'isel oshan kosher. Treifa was once upon a time kosher. What happened to it? It got a treifa. Then v'chi tema, you want to tell me, treifa means that then, and it also was born a treifa. The animal was born a treifa. You want to tell me that? Somehow you could know that. Born a treifa. Nevertheless, Michael LeMaymar, b'mina mi'ha'ika, that species is not a treifa. Cows are not treifas. Yeah, once in a blue moon, a cow is born a treifa. It happens. Most of the time, it happens later in life, in its life. Once in a blue moon, it happens, it's born that way. That doesn't mean the whole species is not. You can't compare treifas to non-kosher animals. Ella, Rava, here comes Rava. Rava says, you're right. The word nevela and treifa are needed. Each one's going to teach me dinim that we're going to compound the isurim on each other. Ella, my Rava. HaTorah, Amra, the Torah says, Yavo isur nevela, the nevela should come, V'yachal isur chelev. And pile on top of Isser Chalev. Yavo Isser Trefa, Yavo Al Isser Chalev. The word Trefa should come and pile on the Isser on Chalev also. What does that mean? That we're going to make you, all the Isserim are going to be Chal on top of each other. The whole topic of Ein Isser Chal, Isser, when Isser does Chal and Isser, we don't have time to go through it. But But suffice it to say, that's what we're saying over here. Uchmichi, and both words are needed. Diashmeina nevela. If it would only say nevela, I would have said mishum de matamya. Nevela is make you tummy. Aval trefa, but a trefa doesn't make you tummy. And if you shakta properly, that's tuma. You're not allowed to eat it. It's not tuma. And below, I would say maybe the chalav is not. Maybe the chalav is tummy. But if you're in a trefa, and if you, I would say only have the din of a trefa, the Torah only was the word trefa, mishum ha isur mechayim. It's usher even now. If I know it's a trefa now, it's usher even now. Aval nevela, amalo. But a nevela, maybe not. Therefore, tzvicha. Therefore, the Torah wrote both words. Why the Torah write both words? To teach you yuchayev for both of them. Yuchayev for nevela and yuchayev for trefa. I, each one has a reason. I thought you wouldn't be chayev. That's it. Now, Rav Meir said that if you shech a kosher bird, that's a trefa, and you eat it, you're not allowed to, and you eat it, there's no tumah. Right? That's what Rav Meir said. So Rav Meir, high trefa, my avidle. So what does it do with that word trefa? What does it do with the word trefa? We just spent an impossible omen telling you. Or if Yehuda does with the word trefa, what does Rav Meir do with it? So the Gemara said, Mibayale, Limaute, Shchita, to exclude Shchita, Shehilifnim. That if Shchita is done in the Beit HaMikdash, even though there's no such thing as Shchita by birds in the Beit HaMikdash, we said this in the Mishnah. Nevertheless, you went ahead and did it. There's no tumah for that. It's a special quirk. Rav Yehuda, how does Yehuda know that din? He agrees with that din. Trefach v'iniktiv. There's another word trefa somewhere in Vayikra Chavit, which has the word trefa. He uses the second word trefa to teach you that din. For a mayor, what does a mayor do with the second word trefa? Chad lemaute shchita shehilafnim. One to teach you that din. The chad lemaute of tameh. And the other one's coming to exclude in of tameh. Of tameh that what? That there's no such thing as tuma by a non-kosher bird. Rabbi Yehuda min nevela dinaskale. Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the word nevela. Rabbi Meir ha nevela may avid way. What does he do with the word nevela? He learns that din out l'shir achila b'kizayin. That in order for tuma of beis habliyot to kick in, you have to eat at least the kizayin. The tapet le mikrakama. Learn it from the first pasuk. The pasuk of lo so kol nefesh hashatoch on nevela. Blah blah blah. You're not allowed to do that. That pasuk is black and white. The achila and trefa. Right? Pasuk says kol nefesh hashatoch on nevela utrefa. Right? The tami out of Arab. Any of the lima to tell me that the kedayis? So the Gemara says you're right. V'da'afki rachmana v'lashon achila. You're right. Torah said lashon achila. So why do I need a second lima? Chad l'shir achila b'kedayis. One is that the shir of achila is a kedayis. Every achila is a kedayis. V'chad l'shir achila b'chdei achila sprat. You also have to eat it in a certain time frame. Now, doesn't it go hand to hand? By definition, the word kedayis means eating in a certain time frame. You can't eat a kedayis of a mitzvah or an aveira in a 10-hour period. I'm going to eat matzah, it's going to take me 10 hours to eat a kedayis of matzah. You're not yotzei. By the same token, it's going to take me 10 hours to eat a kedayis of the vela. You're not going to have air for that. Put it in a tachat tishir. Right? Why? Because by definition, a kedayis means in a certain time frame. Says to me, I know that. I would think over here, kol v'chidishu. This din, that you get tumma only by eating, applies nowhere else in the Torah. A huge chiddush. I would have thought, michti, achilas pras, nami li tamei, michti, achilas pras, nami li tamei, by a bird, since such a strange, unusual din, that the tumor should apply, even if it takes you 10 hours to eat this bird. Hamash milan, no, it doesn't. It has the same rules as all other achilas. And that's what the word nevela comes to teach me, that same din. Okay? Good? Got that up one? Wow. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. More of the same. It's actually easier now. Tana Rabbanan. It says like this. It says v'chelav nevela v'chelav trefa. It's a v'chelav nevela and a v'chelav of a trefa. You're not allowed to eat that. You're allowed to have that offer, mate. The pasuk says, but you're not allowed to eat it. V'chelav behema tahorak osam v'davar. This is talking about the v'chelav of a kosher animal. You said it's a kosher animal, a custom bedaver. Maybe he's talking about a non-kosher animal. Wait a minute. Amarta, tiher, michlal, shkuta. Right? Tiher. Tiher, michlal, shkuta. Any animal that shechted can no longer be in the daylight. V'tiher miklal chelev, and I've gotten out of chelev. Have I gotten out of chelev? I've tahered chelev. Have I done that? The chelev of the nevela is not. I'm sorry, not the chelev of the nevela. The chelev woman. Tiher miklal shchuta. Tiher miklal nevela. What? Right. That there's no tumah by chelev of a kosher animal, right? The puzzle says what we did. Ma kishatir mikal shkuta b'tahora, just like shkita to eat only applies by kosher animals, below b'tameya, not by non-kosher animals. Ah kishatir mikal chelev, so too when I've excluded chelev from tumas nevela b'tahora below b'tameya, not only by kosher animals, not by non-kosher animals. Oh, or klachel derech zu. How about this? Tiher mikal nevela. I've gotten out of the, I've metahered the din of nevela. Would I do that? Rashi says tomorrow we're going to say, by birth. There's no such thing as a tumas nevela by a birth. Right? Petiher b'chlal chela. And I've also gotten you out of chela. Ma, kishatir b'chlal nevela b'tameya. There's no tumas nevela on a non-kosher bird. Below b'tahora, doesn't apply by kosher animals. So too, when the Torah goes out of its way to say there's a certain kind of non-tuma by chelev, which animals I'm talking about, non-kosher one, but tumeya, beloved tahora, talking about tumeya animals, not kosher ones. Why? Because there's no, the non-nevela by birds is by non-kosher birds, a quark. The Gemara says, Amarta, kishabad, I have one way of, I can go down one path. I can go down one path, and the nevela of a kosher animal is tahar, and I go down another path, and the nevela of a non-kosher animal is tahar. What do I do? Talmud Lomar. That's why it says treifa. It says the word treifa in that pasuk. Mi sheyesh demina treifa. That only applies by animals that are, could be a trefa, which is what? Kosher animal. Why? Because non-kosher animal, no such thing as a trefa. Why is there no such thing as a trefa? Because it doesn't make a difference. Oti, etzat tmeya, I will exclude a non-kosher animal, she'ein b'mina trefa, that there is no trefa, v'lo oti etzat chaya, and I will not exclude a chaya, she'eish b'mina trefa. What about that? Maybe I should say I won't exclude a chaya, because a chaya, sheyesh b'mina treifa, tamalomar, v'lo ochel ochluhu, mi shechel bo aser, u'baser mutter, yot lechaya shechel u'baser mutter. Very good. Don't throw a chaya into the mix either. Amar Rav Yaakov or Abba l'Rava, el miyata, but if that's true, then the vela behema tahora, and the vela of behema tahora, hu dimatama, that should be tameh, the vela behema tmeya lo matama. El Meata, what's his question? Nevela's behema tahora, the nevela behema tahora, who de matama. That should make tuma. Nevela's behema tumeya, lo matama. The nevela behema tumeya should not make tuma. What does that mean? What? Oh, if we're saying that we've tahered, oh, that's what I said. When I said that the Torah, someplace, made nevelas tahar. I told you we would do that by birth. So if Yaakov did, he thought it was animal. So wait a minute. The nevela of a non-kosher animal is tahar? That's what he's asking. Amalei,
kamasabi shibashto.
How many people made that mistake?
So many people made the mistake you're making.
Seifa, some of the veils of tamei. No, the Seifa is talking about a bird. By a non-kosher bird, there's no such thing as a nevela.
Okay?
Amar Yochanan, lo tihe Rav Meir ela b'tamimin. Rav Meir only matered a tamim, right? What's a tamim? Rav Meir only matered a tamim. Okay. Avol bame mul mumin lo. But not even as balmum. We said what? We said that according to Rav Meir, if you shech the treifa, there's no tamim. That's only true if it doesn't have a mum. If it has a mum, not true. Rabbi Lazar Omar feel about mum, even if it has a mum. It manami Omar Bibi Omar Belazar. No, but the balmum is different than the treifa. Right, so that's counterintuitive. It's a kavachomer, right? I know. It manami Omar Bibi Omar Belazar. Matar Hoya Rameir, Balim Mumin. I feel about them trying to go. Even geese and chickens. Geese and chickens, by the way, cannot be carbonos. Doesn't make a difference. Once the species is mastered, we master everything. Listen, there only Rabbi Yirmiyah would ask a question like this. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, what about the following thing? The halacha is, by egla rufi, take an egel, you break the back of its neck. Right? Is it in the veil now? So the answer is no. Special category. So what about this? Araf eiz mahu. What about if you break the back of the neck of a goat? It's the wrong animal, but it's the right, it's animal. So if you're telling me that chickens, even though they're not carbonos, you check the chicken, that's a treifa. There's no tumah. Why? Because it's the same species, it's animals, birds. So what about doing an arfa, breaking the back of a neck of a goat? It's the wrong animal, but would it work? Right. Yeah, but a chicken's not a carbon. Only tar and banana. So what is it? It's birds. And it still works. So why shouldn't it be all animal? If I break the back of a neck of a goat, or maybe an elephant, same thing should be. It should be that there's no tumah. Why? No tumah egla rufa. So the question is, wait a minute. Mahu avaz of a tired of gold. What? Time up. What's the reason that we said by chickens and geese, my, the mina, the ofos, ninhu? Because it's in the category of birds. Aval A, lav mina de eglahu, goat's not a calf. O dilma, mina de behemu, still behemus. And we're not going to answer that question. Because there's no answer to that question. However, that led to another question. Yosef Rav Dibi, v'kamal yishmaita amal abaya, v'chlal de eglah rufa tahori? That implies that the eglah rufa is not tamei. Right? And we implied that. Eglah rufa is not tamei. So what about a goat? We're not going to answer that question. But it implies that an egla roof is not tamid. Amala in, he said yes. Amad debay rabbianai. Why? No, you're not eating it, but there's no tumma. If you touch it, there's no tumma. Why? The kapara exhibit bay kakachim. Because there's kapara there. By egla roof, it's a kapara. So it's like kachim. So let's say you ate it. Fine, you ate it. Masav rav nasan avodah rav nasa. Asav rav nasan avodah rav huna. Vachal also chluhu. It says you can't eat it, right? You can't eat the vela. How do you know that you can't eat chalev? That's asur b'hana. Talmud lomar, minayin. Talmud lomar kol chalev. That way, if he's talking, that's egla rufa tahorahi. Egla rufa tahor? He tahorah v'chalev otame? That doesn't make any sense. Egla rufa is tahor. But the chalev is not tar? So Gemara says, no. Hecha de arif mirav. If you did a rufa on the egel, there's no shayla. Why? For sure the chalev's tar. Why? Because the egel is also tar. Ki istrichal hecha de shachta mishchad. No, you shechted the egel arufa. You weren't supposed to do that, but you did that. Now, v'tahani lei shchita l'tahar midin avela. So I'm going to say the same thing, we're saying it the whole day. That shchita saves you from making tumas avela. The Gemara says, no, lo litzricha, the case is shemeta, that it died on its own. It died on its own, dropped dead. And what happens if an animal drops dead? It's in the vela. Mechlal, de mechayim, asura? Wait a minute. When Egla Rufa is alive, it's asur? Because in, yes, Amar Yanai, Gevul Shamati, I heard this thing once, but I forgot it. The Nisbin Chavaria, Lameimar, my friends reminded me to say, Yuridasa, Lenachal Esam, Ki Osarsa. Taking it down to the Nachal Esam to get ready. Do the egla rufa that after the bahana already, okay? Hajjulah chatzos. So I just have one story. What a complicated, what a crazy doctor's one. No? So listen to the following story. A woman, this is an unbelievable Musar, which I think summarized the whole day. A woman was deathly sick. And she goes, and the doctor comes to the house, and the doctor says to him, to the woman, to the husband, listen, your wife is dying. The only way she's going to live is if she eats pig. The only way she's going to live. She eats non-kosher. She says, I'm not eating non-kosher. Call the rabbi. They call the rabbi. The rabbi says, you know, in this situation, you're allowed to eat pig. The Torah says you're allowed to eat. She says, really? He says, yes, the Torah says, family, you're allowed to eat. You have to. She says, well, if that's the case, what can I do? You know what? It bothers me so much, I'm going to eat non-kosher. Would it be okay if you could do the shtika and all the preparations of the pig as if it was a kosher animal? So the rabbi says, why not? So he calls the butcher. He tells the butcher, listen, this lady's deathly ick. The only way she's going to get better is if she eats non-kosher. But, she wants it to be done like it's a kosher animal, make it feel good. So let's do it. She's sick anyway, fine. The rabbi says, no problem. The shochet has no problem. The butcher shop says no problem. So, sure enough, he does the shechita of the pig properly, and he has a shayla on the lung. And he brings the lung to the rav to paskin on the lung. The rabbi looks at it, and he says, how can I say this is kosher? It's a pig. How can I do that? You hear this? Says the Netziv, you can have all the trappings, all the external motions of being kosher, but if you're tummy, you're just simply tummy. Amazing work, no? Amazing. All right, not really connected, but it's connected enough that it gave me an opportunity to say that it's such an amazing work. Such an amazing muscle, no? If it's tummy, it's just tummy. All right? Well, tomorrow we will... start the new parak. Everyone have a very good day.